Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition, the last edition in 2025 of The Last Drop. I'm your godfather of whiskey, I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
This is the finale, Cody. The final.
That's it.
Finn.
That's it for 2025.
What a great year it's been.
All right.
It's
been hell of a year, man. I must say, it's been a hell of a year.
Fantastic year. Fantastic year in the world of spirits itself. And what are we doing in this episode, since we've already done our top 10 best of and our top 6 worst of list, if you will, which have more similarities than our best of list, honestly. so we are doing our top 5 of bottles we want next year. We did this last year, and we were going to keep track of what we've either got or said we were going to get, or see if we're going to do a repeat, whatever it may be. I was able to get every bottle except for one because it's sold out, but you know, and plus it's not from this region, so they don't make any goddamn more of it. So it has a little difficulty there, but I had a great fucking year basically getting my bottles together. I started off real strong with that fucking G4 Extra Añejo. That Extra Añejo was the fucking bane of my goddamn existence or whatever. But I have that. I'm staring at it right now. It's sitting over there in that case. It's just looking all pretty and shit. You're looking all pretty and shit. Yeah. I don't have anything nowhere near as expensive as that was on my top 5 list this year. So so thank God for that. So it's going to be a little bit of a cheaper year, hopefully, going forward. So, Cody, I'm going to knock us off with my top 5 of last year that I took a photo of the list. I was like, where the fuck is that list at? I just fucking saw it. I'm going to knock us off with my top 5 of bottles that I want for the year of 2025.
Sounds like a plan.
And I'm going to let the people know what I was able to get. So at my number 5, I had Michter's Bomb Burgers 2025. I just got the fucking thing. And I will say this right now, because I had the Shinks for about 2 months now. This is the first year I'll ever say this. I actually like the Shinks more than the Bomb Burgers.
Okay.
So I got that bottle for $110. So cheaper than what I originally thought it was going to be before. My next one. Clearly, we got this one because it was on Cody's best of list. My number 4 was the Cabal Reposado. I ended up getting that. So ended up getting it, loving it. And not only did I get it, but I did it on the episode with the owner himself. So that was a great episode.
Hell of an episode.
Yeah. My number 3 now. Here's one I did not get. That is the DeRosi 50th Anniversary Unique Assemblé des Grande Anas Cash Strength Armagnac. That was on K&L. I think there was limited bottles of that, and they had it for $169. I never pulled the trigger on it, and because I just figured nobody was looking at it. And sure enough, because the bottles just stayed the same amount, how much they had, and then one day it just all vanished. I had it in the tab, open tab, and everything. Just never pulled the trigger and never got it, and it never came back in stock. So, my bad. my number 2 was Tres Cuatro y Cinco, which I got at High Proof for $300, I believe. I don't remember when I got that, but that's another bottle sitting over there with the G4 Extra Añejo. It is a beautiful bottle. I was going to open it, but then I went to that tequila event and they had it there. And I was like, oh, even better. Because why open something that rare with just by yourself? Do that with some friends and someone that would actually appreciate it and enjoy it. And then my number 1 was the rarest bottle, probably shit, in my tequila collection. Actually, no, it is. It is definitely the rarest bottle I have in my tequila collection. It is the quintessential goat of the goat in my tequila stash over there. That is the G4 Extra Añejo 7-year. I was able to get that bottle from SoCal Wine and Spirits because I got 10% off on it, so I didn't have to pay. Was it 10 or 20? I remember I got a fucking discount because they had like an online. They were building a new website or whatever, and it was giving people 20% off on an item. So I got it for cheaper than the $450 it was. So whatever that math was. Nice. So I got 4 out of the 5 on my list there. And honestly, the one I didn't get, I'm not that heartbroken about it. So how about you, Cody? You got your list from 2024 of what you were trying to get in 2025. You said earlier last week you didn't get anything.
Yeah, I didn't get a fucking thing. So I, you know, why you bother bringing this fucking list up? So we can just, this could be a short ass episode this year. I didn't get shit. Got nothing.
Damn, what was it again? Do you remember what was the?
I do not recall. I remember one thing on there was Parabola.
Tres Cuatro Cinco.
Tres Cuatro Cinco. Yeah. I recall what other stuff was on there. I think it was primarily like seasonal stuff.
Yeah, it was seasonal beer.
Yeah, which I can't remember which particular breweries I named off or what season. I don't recall, but
there was one you really liked. And I forgot the name of it. It was a newer brewery you tried out, and you said you was down for whatever they had next come in. And then I remember Tres Cuatro Single was the most expensive thing on your list.
Right.
I think that was the only tequila you had on your list, too, as well. I can't remember what else you had on there. And then I remember, like you said, a bunch of seasonal stuff as well. Well, I'm like looking at it. I'm trying to figure out, why did I have Cabal Reposado on there? I don't even remember knowing about that in December of last year. So
yeah, you had to have been hinted to something. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember. Glad I kept track of that, whatever. Well, either way, it turned out to be fucking phenomenal. So it turned out to be damn good, actually. It turned out to be really fucking good. So much it made Cody's top five. So
damn straight. Hell yeah. It was fucking delicious. It was a goddamn pour.
That was the third Reposado to kick it off for the year of Reposados for me, other than the two Lost Laura bottles, the High Proof Repo and the Rested Series Reposado. So now we're going to get into the top five. As Cody said, it's going to be a short list or a short episode or whatever, because we're going to get right into it or whatever. Cody, what is your number five bottle?
All right. So I'm actually going to have two carryovers from last year back on this list. See if I actually make the plunge. See if the Stars and Lions actually acquire these bottles this coming year.
Okay.
So I'm going to make those no particular order here. So nothing. I'm not necessarily anticipate one over the other per se. So I'm just going to nail it just 5-1. I'm going to throw Tres Cuatro Cinco back on there. I think
that should be a yearly one.
Yeah, that should be a no-brainer. I didn't get a chance to get it this year, but next year, I think I'll bite the bullet. I think I'll shut the deal. Yeah, finally crack that bottle. I still get to try it. So
you haven't even tried it yet. Yeah,
no, I have yet to try it. So I have nothing but highest of hopes for this pour right here. I know it's from what I hear, it's pretty much in a similar realm as Tears of Yorona, which is one of my all time favorite fucking pours and still my favorite tequila of all time.
That's great.
So yeah, I think I owe it to myself to seek this out and finally get a chance to try it. So yeah. That's my number five right there.
My number five is I just added it on here actually because I was thinking about it more. And it's obtainable. I think it's obtainable. It's probably the most expensive on there, actually, compared to my number one. Maybe I think we'll probably get number one for it. But number five is the Thomas Handy Rye 2025. I kind of want that bottle now because I thought it was pretty fucking delicious. And it's the most obtainable BTAC bottle, whatever, that no one's like hunting for that easily and shit. And I can probably get it for about $350. So, yeah, that's. And plus, it's fucking delicious. I want it. I want the 2025 edition because I thought it was really good and brought the Thomas Handy back into rare form. Cody, what would be your number four?
Number four is going to be, I'm shocked. I don't know how I didn't get a chance to acquire this before year's end, but Firestar Walker's Parabola. One of my favorite barrel-aged stouts. I haven't had it in. Man, it's been a couple of years since I've had it, actually. It's been a minute, man. I used to be a yearly acquisition for me. Mm-hmm. Back when I was like my early to mid-craft beer years, Parabola, man, that was on steady rotation. Easily one of the better barrel-aged imperial styles out there. Classic. They're releasing different variants now, I've noticed. I'm not sure if they – I don't know if they – kind of play around the bottle sizes. I'm not sure what bottle sizes they're doing nowadays. But regardless, that is still top of my list to acquire this coming year. I think I'm going to be more honed in on actually acquiring these bottles this year. I think it should be safe to say I'm going to acquire these. So yeah, that's going to be my number five.
It's funny because the bottles you acquired this year wasn't on your list.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, like the San Matias and the Cascane stuff, whatever. Like that. So, and there is one brand I want to see if it's on your list too, because you've had a lot of it this year, by the way.
I think I know what you're hinting at.
Now, granted, most of the shit you try from this year ain't even in stock anymore, but
right. But I am looking forward to.
They have a history of good shit, so yeah. And they did just come out with that Tohana release, which I need to get in my hand.
I forgot about that.
I actually did too. I'm definitely gonna get it. My number four would be, I mean, this was my number one and my number two, whatever, and it's been solid for the past 2 years, so why wouldn't I want it again or whatever? And that's the Booker's Reserve 2026. Like, you know, I want to see what else they try now, what else they're going to do differently, how they're going to make this different and unique compared to the two previous releases here. So, I wouldn't be mad if they stopped right with the 2025 edition, but I assume they're probably going to make another one, and it has my curiosity to keep this going. This is becoming one of my, it's kind of like my bomb burgers. It's a staple of releases in the whiskey world that I want yearly because I want to just see what unique things they do with it. And I love that Suntory's taking some chances and doing something different with these pours here. So that is my number four. Cody, number three.
All right. My number three. So this could be a very distinct, particular bottle. I'm still off that Amberana cask kind. And I know you were mentioning too how you say, man, whiskey does not work with these fucking casks. You're like, no, that's a no go. So I was going to stick with tequila stuff. I'm still very curious about these casks and what it does to tequila. So my number three is going to be the Paladar Distillery, their Agave Amberana cask. And that's their. I believe it's a Reposado, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it's a Repo, yeah.
Yeah, Repo. Aged for, what is it, 2 months in ex-bourbon barrels and then finished for 2 months in the Ambrown wood cast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want some of that.
Man, I wish I would have snuck you a fucking sample of that goddamn rare character with that Amarana wood.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. I
think you would have been pissed.
Really?
Yeah, you know, this tastes like shit. You know? I see why that bottle wasn't touched the whole night, by the way. Now, that was kind of like, because I haven't tried Rare Character, and everybody's been telling me you got to get into it because these picks are hitting like crazy. It's like probably the popular pour of the year as far as everybody's picks has been dropping. Even Wes was telling me I need to get into it. So I saw a bottle there. And it was still there even at the end of the night. It wasn't even like, it was still like full damn near and shit. So I was just like, you know what? I was waiting to get this Jack Daniels bottle. So I was waiting for everybody to finish their sample. And I kind of just stared at it. And my buddy Eric was just like, just go try it, dude. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go try it. I said, fuck it. I was like, I don't want to drink no more, but I'm gonna try it anyway. I tried it. And then it just dawned. I was like, I see why people wasn't drinking this shit. This does not taste fucking good. I was like, it's just not even a big, I didn't even know Total Wine had Rare Character there. I don't recall ever seeing Rare Character there, but nonetheless, that was not a good first introductory into that brand, and nor was it a good introductory into Amberana wood into cask for whiskey. That was just bad. I remember Eric kept saying that the whole night. He was just like, man, he's like, something about Amberana. He's like, them fucking Brazilians don't know how to make wood and whiskey. So I was just laughing because I was telling him about the tequila I had it. And I was like, it's fucking solid in tequila, but in the whiskey, man, it was fucking.
I imagine it'll probably be good with rum too.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
I imagine.
A little sweeter side.
I imagine that.
Eric told me when I took that sip, he's just like, what do you think? I said, this tastes fucking horrible. Like, if I was to review this, it'd probably be on my worst of list. That's how bad it was.
I'd be down to try like a four square Amberana cask. I'd be curious about that.
I wouldn't be shocked if there is.
Probably is.
For all we know, yeah. He told me to chug that shit. I chugged that shit right away. I was like, I'm not even finishing this. It was bad, dude.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. And he was like, I forgot the other brand there. He's like, did you try that? I was like, yeah, I didn't like that either. He said, you know, they got Amberana wood. And I said, are you serious? I was like, oh shit. I was like, this shit just doesn't work any whiskey. He was like, yeah, dude. He's like, something about it just doesn't work. And I was like, makes sense why that bottle is still full. Funny enough, I should have took a photo. That bottle was sitting on the side by itself and shit. That shit was really funny as fuck, actually. Yeah. It's like they were lining the bottles up,
hello,
like telling
darkness,
people,
this my old friend.
I've come to kill you once again. Because it was funny. They were lining the bottles up to like everybody to get their samples, get a little pour or whatever and stuff. And I just saw it to the left, just sitting by itself over there. And I was just like, I just walked up and said, are we done pouring? Can I get some of this? They was like, please take some of it. Or I was like, all right, cool. I took a sip. I was like, this didn't work.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. That was not good. But I wouldn't be shocked if rum is already using it. Apparently.
I'm pretty sure they are.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's probably it. I didn't know whiskey was using it, but apparently they have been using it. And I was like, oh.
Not to great effect.
No, no, hell no. No, don't ever use it again in whiskey. Just keep it in. Yeah. Throw it in vodka. Maybe it'll work on that shit. Do something with it. Shit, please. Throw everything in vodka. Just like age it. Barrel age it, throw some Amarana wood in it, you know.
I'd say we could do it. Just throw the vodka out and then replace it with another spirit.
Yeah, that'll work. Just eat wood.
Or that.
Yeah, just eat the Amarana wood, you know. Just say, nah, same work.
That works too. Yeah, I can deal with a couple splinters.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I'd rather do that than old Willie's vodka.
Yeah.
Willie probably was eating wood when he made that shit. He's probably like, man, this shit looks good.
Jackrabbit Asian Amarana cast. Here it
goes. Oh my gosh. Oh, hell no.
Jackrabbit Amarana.
Jackrabbit.
Store near you.
Limited release. 20 bottles. Still in stock, too. Oh, my number three is I want to give this one a try. I know my buddy was talking about he's trying to get rid of his or whatever. I still want to give it a try. Actually, I did try it actually this year. I just don't remember it because I went to something else. I tried it at it was this year. Yeah, I tried it this year back in August. And that is the Maker's Mark Cellar Age 2025. I got the 2024. I didn't really care for it that much, but I liked the 2023 one. 24 was okay. It just wasn't mind blowing. Bottle is fucking expensive though, but I was able to get it for like at a duty free for like 150, which is great because usually it's like 200 plus. Or 300. I'd like to get this 2025. Cork had it for 200 on sale for Black Friday, and it sold out like right away. So I want to go back and try that 2025 and kind of sit down and study with it a little bit. I kind of speed drank through it back at this event I went to in August, and I didn't really even think about it after that because I think I saw that Infinite Book by Little Book, and I wanted to get to that right away. So I kind of just overlooked the fucking Maker's Mark. But I love that bottle design. I love that Maker's Mark is always doing something different now and stuff like that. So I'd be curious. I mean, if not 2025, I'll go 2026 then, either one or whatever and shit. But I'm definitely curious to get some more of the Maker's Mark things that they've been dropping. I was able to get the Star Hill Farms that they released this year. I think that's a solid pour, a little bit overpriced, whatever, but luckily I got mine for fucking dirt ass cheap and shit. But yeah, Maker's Mark is definitely one of my go-to brands these days. So that's tryout and stuff. So it's my number three, Cody. What we're getting down to the nitty gritty now. Number two for you.
All right. So these two upcoming, I'm about to list off here. They're not necessarily, I guess, particular pours that have names yet. I'm just it's more of so speculation because they do release things yearly. They have different names of these things. So, so my number two is going to go to the next latest and greatest Bourbon County variant. That Cherry's Jubilee I had this past couple weeks ago, absolutely delicious, man. And when Bourbon County does variants right, they do it fucking right. So I'm hoping for something to live up to that Cherry's Jubilee standard that was set this past year. And I'm hoping they do something special. I didn't get a chance to try the double barrel, unfortunately, this year. I know you have it. So hopefully they do something special with the whiskey distillery. Something crazy. I can't even think of what I would have in mind, but something experimental. Maybe like a triple cast or something like that. I haven't seen them do that yet. I've seen double barrel. Maybe like a triple cast.
I might have
some in that room.
I might have found that double barrel for you along with the
really?
Previous year double barrels too.
Really?
Someone was slinging those.
You gotta tell me after we're stopping.
Yeah, I gotta look that back up because I actually wanted to give that guy a call.
Man, second.
Yeah, I wanted to give him a call and see what was up on that or whatever. What the fuck is this? I thought I saved it as a tab because it was a. was a link too as well. I guess I didn't save it, but I can find it easily. But he had every year previously up to sure. I forgot what year, but he had them lined up. I was like, damn, that's all of them. Shit.
All right, cool. Some of that double barrel action.
And I did open that Cherry's Jubilee one, by the way, on Saturday. Yeah. And that shit was actually pretty phenomenal. I don't know why. Yeah. It was pretty damn good. Yeah.
That shit's excellent.
That shit's pretty good. Yeah. Actually, that might be one of their better ones they've done in quite some time.
I think so.
Yeah. I bet they do Cherry's again next year. It'll be like 30 year in a row.
I would be shocked. They do Cherry's something each year. Yeah. Whatever the variants. Yeah.
Cherry's was the hot note for this year. So they probably just stayed with that. I mean, I guess at this point, what else notes can they use and shit? I feel like they've done every fucking note that I do.
They've pretty much done every fucking thing. So we'll see.
Or something. I don't know. Just make up some fruit too. Yeah. My number two is go back what you were talking about. And what I've talked about and what I've tried and I thought was phenomenal, made my top 10 list. That's the non-released yet Tesoro Azteca Amburana cast. Yeah, I gotta get my hands on that bottle. I was staring at the photo this morning, actually, whatever, looking at it and just zooming in on it and going like, oh, look at you, pretty. I love that it follows in the Lost Lore, but it's like a darker blue color instead of the powder light blue color. I like that bottle, but I loved it because it reminded me of the Lost Lore. I respect the Lost Lore for kind of saying you need to go try theirs out, like as if theirs was better and shit. It was really hard to dictate which one was, but once I get that one, I can do a side-by-side at home, no other spirits or whatever and stuff like that. We're just doing that side-by-side because I still have the Lost Lore one or whatever, and I want to just try those both out at the same time, even though I already did that. But the lights were bright, everything was shining on it. You can do it at home and quiet, you can think about it a little bit more, let it sit on it, and it'd be much better. But I thought that shit was delicious as hell, man. It was like, oh man, this just works so much well. Now the Reposado, so we'll see if that year of the Reposado continues or whatever. But is that the only that's the only Reposado I have on this list, and so far the only tequila as well too.
Oh,
so
shit.
Yeah, the previous three were that, yeah, whiskey. So yeah, that was the only tequila so far, which is a big, yeah, kind of a big difference from last year, because I had three tequilas on there and one whiskey, and yeah, so the tables got turned. More whiskey on here than it is tequila now. So yeah, that's my number two then right there, Cody. So
very nice choice. Nice.
Down to the last one in 21.
Yes.
You gotta be 21.
All right. My number one should come as shock to no one. I'm looking forward to whatever Lost Lore has in store for 2026, my friend.
That's funny because I was going to put that as number five. Whatever the fuck they feel like releasing, yeah.
Man, they are doing the most exciting stuff on the market right now for me. Every time I see a blurb or a post about one of their upcoming releases, my eyes are magnetically locked in. I'm ready, man. I'm ready to pretty much give them my routing information. I think it's going to come to that at this point because they give me the most excitement going forward as far as like alcohol acquisitions. Like there's a lot of great tequila distilleries out there, but I don't think anything is quite as exciting or I'm looking forward to more than what the Lost Lore has in store for us in 2026, my friend. The Amburana cast they put out this past year, legendary shit, my friend. If they have anything on par with that next year, they're easily going to be in the top five distilleries. Easy.
Right now, that's available at Lost Lore. Which one do you see yourself first purchasing right now?
Ooh.
The ones that got released was the Hoven, the Tahona. The Tahona just came out. The High Proof Reposado just came out.
Mm.
Damn. And obviously the regular lineup, the Blanco still.
Yeah.
The Steel Strength Repo and the Añejo.
It's between a High Proof Repo and a Tahona.
Yeah,
I might give the edge to Tahona.
Yeah,
just because Tahona. Different. Yeah.
Brainer.
Yeah. Between those two, for sure.
Yeah, because I actually want to get that Tahona too. I don't know why.
I'm
on the shit, to be honest.
But yeah, man, Lost Lore. Yeah, they're killing it right now. Absolutely honestly, fucking killing it.
Honestly, I wouldn't be shocked at that. I always do, like, at the end of the year, I always do these, I just go to stores and buy bottles and shit. It'd be, like, my last purchase of the year. I wouldn't be shocked if that'd be my last purchase of the year, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Because I got High Proof Reposado Batch 1. I know Batch 2 just dropped whatever and stuff, so that should be still around, I believe. But since I got Batch 1, I'm not rushing to get Batch 2. I know it'll probably sell out anyway, though, whatever. But I do want that Tahona, because that Lost Laura Steel Strength was fucking phenomenal, dude. And I know they got a High Proof 2 Blanco, but I don't know where that's at. I've seen a photo of it. I don't know if it's still in stock or not, or it probably isn't. But that Skill Strength one we reviewed, man, that one was phenomenal. That was probably
sounds really good.
Really fucking good. So
really fucking good.
So if the Tahona is any close to that, I'm all for it. Their Blanco's hit. I do need to still get their regular lineup. I've been just getting all their special releases and shit like that. So, but their regular lineup, I wanna check that out and get on some of that. See what that matter of fact, that might be the Anejo I get for Anejo month.
Okay.
We do that. That might be the Anejo. See where they stack up and the choices there. Trying to find that beer for you, whatever and stuff. But I'm sure it's one of these goddamn folks. But anyway, my number one is, I mean, probably the most expensive bottle on here, and that's why it's number one, because it's the one I'm craving, the one I want the most, and I was gonna get it this end of the year, but I kind of went on a Black Friday liquor spree, so I was just like, yeah, probably don't need to go get this or whatever. And I talked about this on my best of list, too, with my number one release. That's the El Tesoro 85th anniversary bottle. I need that. I need that in my life. If that Booker Special Reserve that was aged in that taste, and if this tastes like anything like that, yeah, I got to do a side. I need this bottle now. I wanted it before, but I didn't think I wanted it as bad as I wanted that G4 and the Tres Cuatro y Cinco. I wanted that shit like really fucking bad after trying that. With this one, after trying this year's Special Reserve, I really fucking want it now, because I'm like, if that's what that tastes like, damn, what does the actual bottle taste like then? That's got to be fucking insane. I know Ricky people. I know he told us, he's like, that shit's delicious as hell, whatever. I must have just been, because he told us that shit, that was a while, like 2 years ago or something like that. I just been sleeping on it, and High Proof has the best sale on it right now, because I think it goes for like $569 or something. High Proof got it for $400. I know they got like three bottles. It's been sitting there just quietly. It's kind of like that San Matias that Cody got. It's just sitting there quietly. Mm-hmm. No one's picked up on that deal. It's really crazy. High Proof is a really strange store, I got to tell you, because that store gets a lot of fucking people. Trust me, I was there for Black Friday. I saw that goddamn line. But yet the bottles there seem to get overlooked somehow. I don't know how that's possible or whatever. I've never seen a store like this or whatever, but like their bottles that have deals, like they just get overlooked like a motherfucker. Because I'll still see shit sitting in there and I just be like, how is that still here? It's not like people don't come to the store or don't go to their website and shit, because their Lost Lore shit that gets there, it sells out like right away and shit. So when I see that still sitting there and for $400, the cheapest in the goddamn county of Orange County and LA County, I'm like, I don't want no one to get it. Just keep it there, you know, so I can bide my time.
And get you a fill. Yeah.
Cody got his with that Santa Matias. He rocked that from there. The fact that they dropped that bottle, I think by $50 or whatever, to $200, I was like, man, shit. So I'm doing the same right now with that El Tesoro 85th anniversary, man. That's the highest high-end bottle I want this year. I already made space on the tequila cabinet for it.
I'm ready. I like that.
Yeah, it's already got space.
I see the vision.
It's squared right there. I'm like, all right, that could fit right there. All right, cool. Yeah. But that and the Tesoro Azteca, those are my main two focus in tequila for next year. And hopefully Cabal keeps them single barrel coming too as well. I'm down for that.
Hell yeah.
Some single barrels coming.
Absolutely.
Like Cody said, anything Lost Lore or anything Sergio Cruz, realistically. Because I did hear some new shit he'll be releasing, funny enough, March too. So March might have a few tequila releases coming out. But yeah, I know he's got some new stuff coming out. So I do want to try his Ensueño High Proof Reposado as well, because I love me some Ensueño now. But yeah, to go over my top five one more time, I got the Thomas Handy Rye. Excuse me, 2025. I got the number four is Booker's Reserve 2026. My number three is Maker's Mark Cellar Age 2025 or 2026. Either one is fine. Number two would be the Tesoro Azteca Amberana cask. And number one, El Tesoro 85th Anniversary Bottle.
All righty. My number five. It's going to damn. Shit, what's my name? Sorry. My
bad. He already deleted it. He's like, I don't want to look.
Sorry. Number five, there's Cuatro y Cinco. Number four is going to go to the Parabola from Firestone Walker. Number three is going to go to the Palador Reposado Asian Amarana Cast. Number two is the upcoming 2026 Bourbon County variant. And number one is going to be the special Lost Lore releases coming in 2026.
Hold on. Let me look something up for you. That's a good list.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate that.
High Proof still has that Tres Cuatro y Cinco for the cheapest. It's $300. Yep, it used to be $350. Because I know K&L lost their goddamn mind and shot that shit up.
Oh, that's right. They did. I forgot about that.
Didn't it go up to like $500 there or some shit?
It was something. It was like $450 before tax. Something crazy like
that. It was some crazy ass number. I was just looking at them like, oh, they fucking crazy. I ain't paying that. Hold on.
Yeah, kiss my ass with that. That was a one-time K&L fucked up with some pricing shit, too.
It really is. I was like, man, I've never seen Oh, and it actually sold out, too. That's crazy. Oh, it actually did sell out. All right, yeah. Yeah, it was over $400. You was right. And it's still sold out, yeah. I'm starting to see that El Tesoro Yamazaki edition hit the scene, too. I saw that. It's actually a K&L, too, in Hollywood. They don't have it in Culver City, Ozzy. But, yeah, that's starting to hit the scene. I got to open that right away and get that tryout right there. That'll probably be the first thing in February for Tequila Week. I'll probably open up
there. Okay. All right. Look forward to that for sure.
I'm opening it before that because I want to try that shit, see how it tastes like. I want to see if it's like this Booker's and you taste that Yamazaki influence on the tequila there and shit. So, but yeah, not a bad list, my friend. Not a bad list. I'm going to go ahead and screenshot mine. That way I can fucking remember what the purchase will be.
Good call on that, actually.
Yeah. Screenshot that. Although I'm probably sure I'm not going to forget these five, whatever, because I usually go for the ones and brands I usually want in per se. So High Proof, Louis Liquor, Blue Wine Spirits, or K&L, and Cork. Get these bottles. I want them. Get them. I want them.
So, what is that?
Yeah, just get them so I can get these bottles, whatever and shit. Yeah. I believe most of our bottles from these lists, they're already in stock, except for my number two. So, and probably two of Cody's. So, yeah, other than that, yeah, they're in stock and easily readily to go. So, well, people, this has been a great year for us
here. Fantastic year.
Just phenomenal. Like, nothing intended. I mean, my fucking desk is once again covered in the booze and shit like that. It's been a fantastic year. So much I had to create a tequila cabinet, which I never thought I would have, to be honest. Thought that'd be just another whiskey shelf over there, but no, it's tequila cabinet now. And funny enough, I am out of space on that motherfucker now too. So tequila has been great. The whiskey's been good and the libations are even better. So
yes, sir.
With that said, we're hoping 2026 is just as good. Be just as good.
One would hope. See what it has in store.
You know what I haven't even opened yet, too? Man, it's just so much shit. I have not opened that G4 Madeira cask of this year yet.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, wow.
Talk about another sleeper release, by the way, whatever, where there was no buzz on it whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, none. Like, not a single goddamn peeping word or whatever.
Matter crickets.
Costco got it for $45, too. I've been seeing people tell me it's like got boatloads of it, $45. I'm like, damn, G4 is not marketed. Like the year before that, their release was just insane. So, So that's another one I got to open. Maybe I'll open that on Christmas, see what that's like, see if that's delicious. So, actually, I might open the double barrel that day. Yeah, because that'd go good with some prime ribs. So, yeah. So, with that said, people, I guess we'll see you in 2020. What the fucking year is it? 2026 next year.
2026.
I already thought it was 2027, but yeah. We are out of here. We're done. We're finito. We're done for the holiday season. Happy New Year, everyone. You'll hear from us. We're doing a dry January in January this year. We will not be drinking alcohol. We'll be drinking.
Switch it up a little bit.
We will be drinking like mocktails and mocktails in a can type thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Usually we do our cocktails in a can because there is one thing I want to review. I've talked about it over and over again. Everybody knows it's the only mix. I want to talk about that in advance.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be perfect.
Yeah, and they got three flavors now. So that's my 3 weeks right there. So,
there it is.
Yeah. I love that shit, dude. I'm mad. I just ran out of a bottle right now. I put that shit on ice. I don't even add alcohol in it. It's just so refreshing. I think I got the cucumber one left in there. I'm about to go pour me some of that right now and just chill out while I upload this show. But yeah, that shit is just phenomenal. Talk about non-alcoholic beverages I drink regularly. It's that stuff. That shit's fire. So also curious to see what else we can find in the mocktail side of things.
Yeah, this could be a fun month. I'm looking very much forward to that.
Yeah, it's going to be a sweet and savory one, if that.
Yes.
Plus, it gives my brain a relaxation. That's what January is supposed to do. So, supposed to be the relaxation of the drinking. So,
decompress,
Decompose, decompress, and your liver shall set you free. I need another glass. Oh, there it is. All right, so I'm about to say, so I can get this exit out of here. With that said, people, thank you for a great year in 2025. Tuning in, listening, getting your shirts, which you can still get at the tpublic.com. Type in the last drop. Get you a nice sweater. I just ordered me another one because my sweater is old now, so it's been fading. I've had that thing for like since 2020 now, so it's like 5 years old. I wear the fuck out of it, so it's old. It still looks good, but you can tell it's starting to fade off. So I had to order those, you know, because we've been having some cold days in here in California sometimes this month at least. San Francisco was even fucking colder, so. I need that sweater. That sweater look good. I need another shirt too, by the way. Yeah, you're right about that. That one, it ain't filling my arms right the way I want.
That's snug enough.
it ain't snug enough, whatever shit. Need a V-neck too as well. So
the corner, yeah.
Need that V-neck or whatever and shit. And if I was really obsessed with myself, I'd get a pillowcase in it too as well. But I'll leave that to y'all, whatever and shit, because I don't think I want to see my damn logo on a pillow. Well, actually, that's a lie, dude. I do. They do sell pillows on there, so I'm just letting you know. So just letting you know, people get pillows with the last drop on it, that logo on there. All right, people, we're going to get out of here. Thanks for tuning in. I'm the Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.